Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I just can't sit here and watch me and smile while I wait here and handle myself.
Well, I'm going to do that.
Then I can make a spectacle of myself
with your radio on your face and the monocle that you want to order.
Oh, my God. I'm going to fucking show you that video. Remember that night that we were talking about that and I went here and looked up a video about how to wear a monocle? I found one.
Okay, I can get it.
And I will have to show it to you after this.
Okay, you guys, the other day, what happened?
That's what my, like, face down here in front of a microphone. Probably.
I mean, you're kind of high up, so you should probably get on a lower seat.
That was checking out.
Yeah, we were talking about, like, monocles and
how we were joking around.
She wants to get her glasses, and then we start talking about it.
I want to get your monocle instead.
Yeah.
And then we start talking about those.
I have a box of cigarettes.
Oh, wow. Maybe I should grab one. Anyway, and then she decided to grab random objects and say, well, how do they wear them damn things anyway? And she was having, like, stupid shit sitting around.
Yeah, I grabbed a lamp and tried to, like, shove it.
No, then she grabbed the fucking long cardboard tube I had.
That was the first thing. It was from the glow sticks for
it. And sure the end disc you were sticking in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It was the end cap of that. And then I picked up the actual tube and I shoved it into my eye and, like, it stayed for a few seconds, but then it fell.
So I suggest, wash one, not so bad. Why don't you go look it up? So maybe we should order one.
But before that, I tried, like, the lamp and the fucking air mattress pump and all that.
Yeah, remember on Second Life, they got those monocles on there, the steampunk monocles.
I don't know.
On the fucking store.
All I know is Sims right now. I'm just caught up in Sims. So.
Well, they don't have monocles, Second Life.
Yeah, they do.
That's everything. All my Sims are freaking monocles. I'm nearsighted on one eyeball. And what if they have black eyes for them, too, like they do on the other one?
I have an inquiring mind.
Mm. Anyway, I want to do a shout-out.
Oh, I got stuck in my iPod, because if the show's good enough and we can get it out there,
I'm giving a shout-out to Donna.
Yay.
I miss my driver from City's Edge. I miss you. Oh, should I have said that? Was I allowed to say City's Edge?
I don't care.
It's just between you and me and the Donna.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, I don't know what the rules are. I
know, but... The fucking
all I know is you can't play fucking songs from, like, alright, whatever.
Excuse the fraud, but
all I order it would be so that, you know, yeah, anyway.
We're in a state, okay, that's all they know, we're in a state.
She and I also were intoxicated, so I miss Madonna in the morning.
Madonna.
I didn't mean to call you Madonna LaDonna. Anyways, I'm still wearing my sunglasses.
Hey, it's very rude to be tight.
I'm calling in to listen.
He's socializing. I freaking messed her while we're sitting here. Anyway, so.
Right. Topic of the day. First, I just wanted to mention, I got to get my high horse.
She does.
I'm sitting on a bar stool.
She is. She's all, like, up higher than me, so maybe you might not be able to hear her. I don't know.
Yes, I gotta bend over and do that.
Bend over and yell in the room like this.
Well, because we don't have our usual microphone, so, and I'm hoping my friend doesn't just say fuck this and then just disconnect because it sounds boring as hell. But
yeah, we're gonna upgrade our audio soon, so don't worry.
But I was gonna say, do you need an ashtray?
No, I'm just making sure I can smoke.
Do you have an ashtray? Yeah.
No!
Okay, well, then you need one.
Don't get to belch into this thing.
I don't
know how this is going to work.
I'll hold it for 6 days. There we go. Okay, so we're going to talk about, okay, first of all, how the fuck, okay, farts. Like, how the fuck did that happen?
Are we some classy bitches or what?
No, like, we're talking about farts on our show.
Woo!
That's us, okay?
I got cat farts. Hey, fire!
Ah, okay, first of all, when you think back to the evolution thing, how is it that somebody decided that it was okay to fart? Like, it feels like they're used to shitting and stuff, but how did somebody feel like it was okay to, like,
okay, wait,
do
wait,
it
wait.
Where they were, but it was air? And then they just felt comfortable doing it wherever they were.
Okay, hold on. Now, in Chinese culture, your father taught me this. The first time we were at a Chinese restaurant in Massachusetts, and they gave us some tea, and we waited for our dinner.
Fart tea.
No, not the farts already.
This is about
bodily air function.
Okay, all right.
So we go there. I was sipping my tea, he chugged his, and then he just let this big belch. Well, I looked at him, and I was like, my God, mind your manners, you know? And he's like, it's customary to belch. It's a compliment to these people. And I'm like, are you serious? So if they're walking by and you let a big freaking whooping belch, they're gonna send an asshole and bow to you?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. So, we're eating our dinner, and like every couple minutes he would pause to belch.
Yeah.
And kind of the same thing you do. But, and then after we got done eating, oh my God, he was ripping belch after belch. Not a burp, but belch. And it was so embarrassing, but we're the only ones really in the restaurant. So, but he said, oh no, really? And the lady was bringing us our fortune cookies. And then, of course, as soon as she gets to the table, it's like, bleh. And she smiled, and she kind of did like a little half bow. Thank you. And it's like, oh, my.
You were right then.
OMFG. Yes. So I was, now I'm thinking.
That's why I don't give a fuck about belching on public.
Well, now we look back, and I'm thinking, okay, if he belched, I wonder what happened if he stood up and farted at him. But they do the same thing.
Like on Jackass 2 or 3 where Aaron went into the convenience store and he had no pants, but he had a shirt on or whatever. And the Asian convenience store lady is like, excuse you. They look at, excuse you.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he farted and they saw
that sometimes he looked at that.
Yeah, maybe he went to the counter and belched, and then if he opened up some and then ate it or drank it and then belched in her face, and then if he turned around and farted and she saw the wind of his shirt go up, then they probably would have been very, like, nice with that.
Or you just stand up and you fart like
some Johnny Knoxville could do.
Yeah, in his yoga class. They're probably like, excuse you.
Excuse you.
Yeah.
Excuse you.
Dude, let's talk about the onion thing earlier. Dude, I was about it earlier, but it was so fucking weird. I don't think I could get it before.
It could have been your armpits.
No.
No, because you weren't around.
This was a straight-up onion.
We had a fucking ghost onion. We had an onion ghost. And
a half bow.
All I know is, okay, I didn't have my EMF on my phone, so I would have whipped it out. And
whipped what out?
I know, the EMF on the phone.
Oh.
And
I have my spirit box, but I didn't turn it on because I figured you'd be kind of freaked out to do that.
No! Dude, I did that one in the first shot. I wouldn't have done it then. No, remember Steve Huff's Wonder Box? I had the app on my other phone, and remember I was all the way up here from the library that one day, and then I was sitting in here.
All I know is I have that spirit box app that I paid for, and I was going to open it, but I figured you'd be like, oh, don't do that.
No, I would have loved it.
So you sleep out there, and you're probably like,
no, that was
like a pointy wiener on the door.
I'm sure.
On the door of, like, you're
Oh my God,
Kenny!
We have to post that on the thing.
You know, after we're done, we'll say, "Oh my God,
it's not like it's going to disappear.
No, this is freaking hilarious. What is that?
It's the candle holder on the altar.
It looks like a long, skinny thing. It's a little, with a big mushroom head on it. It's like a freaking malnourished wiener.
Okay,
it really is.
Onion goes.
It's like time to start dripping out of it.
Wait for it to go boing, boing. Wait.
Oh, God, she's doing something.
Oh, God. That's the candle.
Ew, she's touching it. Boing, boing. Yeah, see, it just doesn't look right, though, because it's just going straight up.
Yeah, now it is.
It's Ben has stole your spot.
Now you put his wiener down.
Dang, you fucked it up. God, you suck.
Hey, are you the?
Okay, she ripped the wiener off the wall.
Well, I was trying to make it go stand straight up, but like, I have nothing to do with this. Anyway.
That was like half four. Anyway, so what we're talking about is the wiener freaking erection.
The onion goes.
Okay, the onion goes. All right. Holy crap. All right.
This was so weird.
I was sitting in the living room early on my little stoop in the couch, and beverage was taken out, everything cleaned up, and all of a sudden I just smelled this strong odor of onion, and our window wasn't even open.
There's no onion in our house.
Now, if she didn't have deodorant on and she had deodorant for a week, I would have gone right to her.
There was a strong odor, and it just floated. Like, it stood in front of me for, like, maybe not even a minute.
People get another ashtray, though.
Yeah.
Eat it.
All right.
We'll grab a little.
Well, then it floated away, and also she was in the kitchen, kind of between the kitchen and the living room, and she started to smell it.
No, I came in there because you said something, so I came in there to investigate. Where the fuck's my lighter?
And it took a little bit, but
yeah, it was weird because I went in there and I started smelling her. We were both in there. it was like, no, we were sitting there smelling her. I was like, every time, okay, it would move.
That's
I swear to God.
Moving.
Yeah, when I would get to another part of the room and smell it before I even said anything, she'd be like, okay, I smell it again. And it like, it before that, it like disappeared from where I was. It was so fucking weird.
It was very weird. So anyway, I'm going to have my thing. I got to download my paranormal equipment.
We're going to play a song real quick, and now we're going to come back with some dry stories.
I just wonder, really, if we would have had that on there, we could have done like, oh, again. EVP.
I thought last time I looked at that, I thought this was 14 minutes. Okay, never mind. We're good.
Well, if I could have done, you know, could you imagine if we could have done EVP on that? And what could it come as? Like your, like Eastern Onion singing telegram ghost dude and being like that died or something?
It's
or
singing onion.
That was their,
it looks for smell, though.
That was their logo back then, Eastern Onion Singing Telegrams, they were called.
Yeah, but you know what's weird?
What?
It's like I used to always make this joke in my videos, especially my old Lily Battles videos. I don't know where the fuck they are. I don't have a copy. I don't know what happened to them. But there was this one where I said, I heard an onion.
Weird.
I thought I heard an onion, and I looked over. It was in my old bedroom the way I had it set up, and I was like, it was around the corner of my door.
Ghost.
It was so weird. I was like, I heard an onion. But yeah, it's so weird that happened.
Wow.
I've been having that thing lately, you know, that dude that I'm talking to, he asked me how old I was, but like the last few messages before, I was wondering how old he was, but then he asked how old I am.
Like, the hell is he?
I don't fucking know.
Hold it up to a bunion.
I'm just saying, I'm getting this weird thing again.
Well, you know, being we have a crazy nut job down the hall from us, I think maybe she has an imaginary friend that kind of floats down here. But then that wouldn't really be an imaginary friend. But on the other hand, I'm pretty sure that broad's schizophrenic and...
Or bipolar, I don't know.
She's something, and these fuckers next door are fucking doping her up and shit, but it's like...
Yeah. And I'm surprised that it's been so quiet over there lately.
Well, I told you, they took out their last warning. I know they did, because I
hope to God.
If she didn't, if they didn't, when they got the last warning, they wouldn't be so damn quiet. So
it fucking better be, because I didn't expect this shit like a fucking year ago.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not to mention. Well, anyway.
If it takes this long to get fucking evicted because of noise, shit, I wouldn't be so fucking
quiet. What if I have that apartment next door?
Then again, I won't be able to help it because I'm quiet naturally anyway, so. Otherwise, I would take it, and I would have my sweetheart coming out more, and la-di-da-di, da-da-da.
So,
can't complain on you.
Yeah,
you are the next door.
You're
evicted.
I know. Yeah, come kick your ass. And I'm fucking, no, we would. But I just, no.
Mm.
I'd probably come out and say, sleep in the living room tonight or put in your earplugs because, I don't know, it might be a little loud. I don't know.
I just complain day after day about you.
Oh, that's what you got me.
No.
Then I turn around and do the same thing about you. So.
Oh, yeah. You know, people under us don't hear anything, but.
Yeah, really.
It's just the guy under door.
Whatever. Well, but you know what, though? The last incident, I guarantee they had not only people under them, but. They probably had at least half the belly complaining about them that last time.
Yeah, it was fucking cracking. Okay, we're going to go to a song real quick. This is the Outside Guys.
Yay!
I played all. Okay, by the way, we are looking for some new music to play on here.
Yeah,
so
we're looking for Somalian music. Just because I love my Somali.
If you have a band or anything or something that you want us to play, we will. So, but for now, here's the Outside Guys. Enjoy, by the way, it's German for Ghost. Enjoy the
auf der Welt wäre, was sie haben, ich will.
Hi.
Hey, motherfucker.
That was Dioxide, guys. And I suggest that you go check them out on YouTube and, like, go buy their music and shit, because they're fucking awesome.
By the way, also this band called Eden, look up on YouTube. It's Eden, Wisconsin, not all the other Edens.
Yeah, they're awesome, too.
Matthew Lidwin, if you're Bam Margera and him fan, he's actually a good friend of Bam Margera's, and Kim is one of his big freaking
idols. Yeah, they're awesome. And I don't often like shit that she pressures me into listening to. So
yeah, but actually I do moderate his group. I'm his virtual DJ on Facebook, and they just did another new release, Diamond. So
it's awesome.
You can go on Facebook, do a friend request, and or not a friend request, look up Eden, Wisconsin, or Matthew Lidwell.
Okay, well, Eden, Wisconsin,
and usually I'll approve you, and go on YouTube and look up Eden, Wisconsin on YouTube.
Blah, blah, blah.
Anyway.
Okay, so our next topic is the first time that we got drunk.
All right, dear daughter, I want to hear the truth.
The truth.
That's true. Because I thought it was when
I'm actually going to count it as that, because when I was 18 and me and my friend, when we were sleeping over at grandma's house when we were living there and stuff.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know about that until not long ago. When you did.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry.
You already know about that.
Told me not long ago.
I told you about that like 20 times between now and then. But I'm gonna, you know, between when it happened in 2005 when we lived there.
Yeah, like what was it gonna do? Crown there?
Yeah, I was old enough. I'm just gonna.
Well, I told Bram and Grandpa. No, you're not old enough to drink, but you know, whatever.
But you know, hey, listen to me.
If you're an adult, they should let you drink. Fuck that. If you're not, make a legal adult. You know what you want.
Okay. Anyway.
My turn.
Anyway.
Go with.
That one or the fucking one that we looked
at. First time I actually drank.
Why was it that the time that I first felt actually drunk? Then you're going to
we're going to party with our hands off.
Okay, well, anyway. I'm going to go to Tinkly for now and then maybe. Alright, shut up. Alright, okay.
Well, I'm going to do jack, you know.
All I do is tap, 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 tap.
I'm doing it.
Well, you still have a chill your face here, so.
Yes.
All right. First time that I actually got drunk, I think, was when I lived in Hinkley. And Mom got me this bottle of UV Blue.
Oh, it's my fault, Mom.
I'm just saying, because I was still, like, 7 years old.
Yep. Oh, yeah, Mama did it.
And, you know, I almost made it to real age, whatever. But you got me that because I was so fucking pissed, and I just wanted a drink to the shit that happened with people.
Yep.
And remember that day I got home, and I was so fucking pissed off because this broad that I worked with, she was such a fucking bitch. And, like, she pissed me off so bad before I left. And then I got home, I grabbed my goddamn, we had those, just like our Crown Royal cups, except they were, like, whatever.
That was some day I got all fucked up on the Bacardi Gold, was it?
No, that was after that. But, your fuck-up story was after that, but.
Okay, anyway, we don't even want to go
there, but. Yeah. But, no, I remember I took my UV Blue. She got me UV Blue, and I fucking tore it. I think, I don't remember if it was a straight glass of that or if I mixed a drink with Rockstar and UV Blue. Scott, I love that combination.
Rockstar energy drink like
Yes,
Monster?
It is. I used to be able to drink that.
Okay.
But all I know is I fucking sat there on my bed and chugged it. And then me and you, we were walking through town. And Jessica, you had Jessica. You had the stroller and all that. Oh, no, eventually I get, and then we were going to walk up to fucking wherever. No.
Okay.
We ended up walking up to Holiday. And I remember walking through town, like, by the video store and, like, that bar and the thrift shop and all that. Like,
I remember that.
And a row was, like, the thrift shop, and it used to be, like, a video store over there, too, and then the bar.
Pinkway?
Yeah. On Main Street.
Jesus.
I know. Well, yeah, they closed down, though, but all I know is I remember I was fucking just, after I chugged that shit, I was feeling, like, dizzy, like, if you spin around, like, a million times.
Oh,
like,
yeah, try laying in bed when you're feeling
no,
that way.
That was the first time I actually got drunk, and I was like, holy shit, and I remember we were walking down the street, and I was like, or we were walking down the sidewalk and shit up to Holiday, and I was like, holy fuck, oh my God, and you were just like, shh, stop freaking saying, you were like, stop saying this.
I know it's the first, remember
yeah.
The first time I drank when I was 16 and...
Wait, hold on, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
All I know is we got to Holiday and I remember we just bought like a ton of shit. And I still have the goggles that we bought from that day too, the ones that you wore in that video.
Oh, okay.
He had the cat food bottle.
Joe and Jessica both.
Yeah, she had these little red ones and I have... these ones still, and yeah, that's the day that I got those.
Goggles, yep.
Yeah, that's the day I got those, and we bought a bunch of other shit and whatever, but yeah.
I remember that now.
All I know is I was just so fucking
I don't remember you were just, I don't
happy
remember you
and
being...
flinging around, and I was just like, whee! That was so far.
The thing is,
yeah, it's like, I was all like, it was just like, woo! Everything was just all like, woo!
I know. Like, when I was 15, I remember one of the first times I got really, really drunk.
The first time you got drunk.
And I was at a party, and the whole thing had, like, a cat, like, a long hair. I don't know if it was a Persian. But I remember I kept putting the cat on the piano. How many minutes? Okay, so I remember I had the cat on the piano and smacking it back off. I was drunk.
I can't wear a bow tie with that.
I know.
90 seconds, dude.
Well, whatever. So I went along being objective of my time, you English cunt. And
y'all can go on our cut.
Yeah, you can go on our thing if you're interested because we just started getting into this and started smacking the cat down. Well, these guys drove me home. And
I had a piano in the car.
No. What do you say? And it was part of the back second, I get charged the name of the same. So these guys are putting me at home. Fuck you. And I had to go to the bathroom so bad I said then I went home, I snuck up my parents' room. I went in bed and I passed out and I had the spins and I was so tired that I had to leave my eyes open because I was spinning around in the dark. Then they had trailer hearts in my leg. But I was laying there, I smelled like piss. I had to stay over there because, did you know? No, I took it off, but I didn't bathe. Mom and Dad were all sleeping,
yeah.
And the bathroom's right there, so.
Yeah.
All I could do is lay there and try not to spin and think of the cat. I kept whacking out. Yeah. I was like, I know, and they're like, oh, don't be mad. Well, you know, you were like this fat boy, though. You fucking, well, actually, no, you threw across the one night. And he got mad because I tossed him across the room. You what's your room? I gotta ask you one.
Wait.
I don't know how to do it.
What?
Tell me about archive mode.
All you have to do is, okay, we're already there though. I don't know. All you gotta do is go to our page and it'll bring it. If you bring it some, that you know, it'll bring it something.
You can listen to the show.
I just started though. I know. We're already in archive mode. Tell you.
I know I forgot about it. Come and send her this link on our chat.
I don't know. I just farted one.
Great. First thing I go to the beach, my fucking teeth almost flew out of my mouth, and this guy's
doing it. I was just recording right now.
really don't. We're just going to keep talking. I don't have archive, but it's just end up to so and so. I don't. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, Alan's going to have a good old time.
End episode, and we're just going to have a good old time.
No, end episode. Don't do it.
I'm just kidding.
Abuse them. You were like massive animal abuse.
I was not.
Oh,
are you